The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Mara Amudah Zarah Daf Mem Tet. Today's daf is being studied. Ya'adu Nishmat Abraham Ben Esther Ruach Hashem Tenechenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied from Asher Ema Liki Ben Jamie Enna Refanalo for the Nefesh for the Guf Rufuatu Kerabad Abu Vechen Yirasu Ben Omar. Amen. Begin today's daf on Mem Chet Amud Bet. We are four lines from the bottom. We're in the sukya of Zeh VeZeh Gorim, where you have two items, one Heter and one Isud, and you put them together and they create a third item. So the question is, that third item, since it was created by Isud or part Isud, is it Isud or not? So that's called Zeh VeZeh Gorim. This and this is the cause. So in yesterday's daf, we came out that according to Rabbi Yosef, he holds that Zeh VeZeh Gorim is Asur. We learned it from a case in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that you're not allowed to plant underneath a tree of Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yosef explained why not. So he said, because the leaves of the tree fall on the ground and help in the fertilization of the ground. Now, even though the leaves are not doing the full fertilization, but Zeh VeZeh Gorim, between the leaves and the ground, it's fertilizing. So that's what we said. That's the reason that Rabbi Yosef says, Zeh VeZeh Gorim Asur. So the Gemara asks, V'saba Rabbi Yosef, Zeh VeZeh Gorim Asur. Does he indeed hold that it's Asur, Zeh VeZeh Gorim? V'atenan. We learned in the Mishnah, in Masechet Orla, Rabbi Yosef Omer, Noteim Yihur Shel Orla. It's permissible to plant a branch from a tree that was Orla, because the tree, the leaves or the branches themselves are not part of the Isur of Orla. Orla teaches us that for the first 3 years the fruits of a tree are going to be Asur. Now, it's only the fruit that are going to be Asur, but the actual branches themselves are not Asur. So if a person planted a branch of Orla, it's no problem. However, ve'en nutrin egoz shel Orla, but you can't plant the nut, the walnut, let's say that's Orla, mepede shehu peri, because the egoz is the peri itself. And therefore it's Asur b'hana'an. Somebody that plants it is going to have hana'a from it, because now new perot are going to grow from it. And therefore it's going to be Asur. The Amar of Yehuda Amarav, Mode Rabbi Yosef, She'im Nata. If let's say a person planted an egoz of Orla, V'hivrich V'hirkiv Mutar. So what is V'hivrich? Hivrich is where, let's say, you take a branch of the tree and you cover it in afar and you replant. Virkiv is if, let's say, you take a branch from an Orla tree and you graft it into a tree that is not Orla. So in both cases, it says that the new growth, mutar. What's the reason why it's mutar? Because Zeh VeZeh Gorim. You have the old tree and you have the new tree. At least in the grafting case, you have a combination. Now, what about the case of Hivrich? How are we going to learn that case over there? That case is a little trickier. So the Mefarshim explained, "B'merkiv zemora be'ilan orla al ilan zaken," which means you're taking a branch from a tree of Orla and you're grafting it with a tree that's older than 4 years old. So the Mefarshim say that the bottom line fruit in that case are going to be mutarim. Now, even though it's a combination, the fruit that are growing from a tree that's less than 3 years old and older than 3 years old, but mutar, why? Because Zeh VeZeh Gorim. So what do you see from the Mishnah? That clearly, that you made harkaba, if you graft it, it's also a hybrid from an orla tree and not an orla tree. Or, and you have a fruit now, so the fruit is a combination. Or you did havraka, where again? Sorry, that's the case of the grafting. I didn't explain you the case of hivrich. The case of hivrich would be a different case, because havraka lechaora is not zeh v'zeh gorem. Havraka is the same tree. You're sticking that tree, a part of that tree in the ground. It's the orla tree. So the chaura with zeh v'zeh gorem in a case of havracha. So the Lan explains Rashi that it's talking about over here that at the time that you plant a part of a tree, you replant it, it stops getting nourishment at a certain point when it takes root from the old tree, and now it takes root from itself. Now it starts itself. So therefore the question would be, well, let's say you take an old tree, it's more than 3 years old, and you make havracha. You take a branch, and you stick it in the ground, and you replant it. Now by replanting it, at a certain point, it's going to stop nourishing from the old tree, and now take nourishment from himself. Now from itself, it's a new tree, because it's within 3 years old of itself. And therefore the product is going to be zeh v'zeh gorem, because it started taking nourishment from the old tree, and then when it takes root, it starts taking nourishment from itself. And still the B.U.S.A. says in both cases, zeh v'zeh gorem is mutar. V'tanya namekim eva b'raita, moder B.U.S.A. She'im nata. Same case, if a person planted v'vrich v'rkiv, mutar. Again, in all these cases, the B.U.S.A. is saying that if a person did these things and planted together, it's going to be mutar. Tap Rashi, imivrich or kiv yehushin orla. You took, let's say, a branch of orla beilan zakin, and you put it grafted in an old tree, meaning a more than 3 years old. Mutarim pirotem miyad. Afal pi shelo malu lahem shnei orla. Even though you didn't wait for the years of orla. Tezeh vezeh gorem mutar. So that's what we're seeing over here. So how could you tell me that on yesterday that you told me that the B.U.S.A. holds zeh v'zeh gorem asur with the case of Avodah Zarah, but from the case of Orla we see that it is mutar. V'chi tema. So maybe you're going to tell me shani leh the B.U.S.A. ben sh'ar isurim la'avodat kochavim. So maybe it makes a chiluk. Maybe other isurim are more lenient, in the sense that Avodah Zarah were going to be more strict. So maybe by Avodah Zarah zeh v'zeh gorem asur, and maybe by other cases zeh v'zeh gorem mutar. Rashi, shani lel Rabbi Yosef ben Avodah koyim l'shar asurim da'afagav de'b'shar asurim zeh v'zeh gorem mutar. Maybe in other isurim zeh v'zeh gorem is mutar, svira de'ach asur, but by Avodah Zarah it's going to be asur. So the Gemara says, umi shani le. Do we see that he makes a difference? We have a braita. Sedation is the bina bezev l'avodat kuchavim. You have a field that was fertilized when the fertilizer of avodat zara. Vechen parash and it's patema bekarshine avodat kuchavim. We have a cow that was fattened up from food, animal fodder that was from avodat zara. Tani ada one braita, one tana says sedet zaraya. That what? You could still you could plant the field and parat to shachet, and what, and the animal you can slaughter, which means b'di'avad it's mutar to use them, because bottom line zeh b'zeh gorem, the fruits grew on the field as a combination. The animal didn't only eat the fodder of Avodah Zarah, they ate other things as well. So one bright, one tana says mutar. V'tanya idak sadeh tabur. And one braita says, no, the sadeh, the field, you have to let go fallow until the benefit of the Avodah Zarah goes away. Upara tirzeh, and the cow you have to lean until the fatness of the Avodah Zarah goes away, which means according to this shita, zeh v'zeh gorem asur, therefore you're not allowed to have hana'a from the Avodah Zarah, even though zeh v'zeh gorem, so you have a machloket tanaim. Now, my love, har biyose, the har banan. And who are we going to make this machloket? We'll say the machloket is between the biyose and the banan. Meaning, the biyose that said by Orla, that Zeh v'zeh gorem is mutar, he'll be the one that says by this Avodah Zarah case also that it's mutar. And the rabbis that said that, well, the rabbis that we learned in the previous Mishnah, that they said by Avodah Zarah asu Zeh v'zeh gorem, because they did not allow us to crush the metal Avodah Zarah and sprinkle it into the wind, because they were worried that's going to fertilize the field. So they're the rabbis of here that say you cannot benefit from the cow or the field. So what do you see from over here? But the Rabbi Yosef holds even by Avodah Zarah Zeh v'zeh gorem mutar. So now we see the Rabbi Yosef by Avodah Zarah and by Orla, and then we're back to the question: how did you tell me that Rabbi Yosef holds Zeh v'zeh gorem mutar? Hey, we even see by Avodah Zarah he holds Zeh v'zeh gorem mutar. So Gemara says, no, don't tell me that this shita by Avodah Zarah that says Zeh v'zeh gorem mutar is Rabbi Yosef. I'll tell you by of Orla. I'll tell you it's a different rabbi. Harbi the Ezer, Harbanan. Different shita. Rabbi the Ezer. The Gemara says, "How to be the eyes of the banan? Which ma'alokin of the be the eyes of the banan? Where's this ma'alokin? So, idimar be the eyes of the banan disor regarding using seor yeast of isud that's causing to make dough. Ditnan we have also mishnah in Orla seor shel chulin v'shel teruma. You have, let's say, a combination of chulin." Regular yeast and terumah yeast, which is asur for hana, it's asur for non-kohanim to benefit, and with somebody that's tameh. Shenaflu l'toch ha'isa, let's say both of these yeasts fell into a dough, lo bezeket l'hametz, lo bezeket l'hametz, and neither of them have enough shi'ur in order to make the hametz. Then it's tarefu, they joined together v'hamesu, and they made the dough into hametz. So now the question is, you have a combination. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ahara Haron Aniba. Rabbi Eliezer says whatever the last item was, which means if the last item was the teruma, that's the gorem and it's asur. If the last item that fell in was the chulin, that's the gorem and that's the mutar. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Chamim Omerim Ben Shenafal Isur Lechatachila Uben Shenafal Isur Lebasuf. I don't care what fell in first, what fell in last. Eno asur. It's only going to be asud unless you have a shiur of teruma that can make it hametz on its own. And therefore, since in this case it's a combination, so I don't care. Which means, according to the Chachamim, the Chachamim are holding Zeh v'zeh gorem mutar. The Amar Abaye, and Abaye Kazog, it says, Lo shanu. That which Rabbi Eliezer said, that the dough is okay if the chulin fell in last. It's talking about that before the chulin fell in, quickly you took out the dough of the yeast of terumah, and therefore at the end of the day you only had dough of yeast of chulin in there. Which I'm meaning about again. You took out the isud before the heter fell in. Oh, so then already I'm not concerned about the terumah that fell in because you took it out. Then I only worried about the chulin that finished the process. I mean, even though it started the process, but you took it out. So now at the end is chulin, and they're only it's mutar. Aval, here's the diuk now. Lo kadam v'silek et ha'isur. But if you didn't take out the isur, it means you have both of them in there at the same time. Asur. So what do you see? Kotrebi the ayazir ze v'ze gorem is going to be asur. Because you have both of them in there at the same time. Oh, so therefore, I'll come along and tell you that shita in Orla that came along and said that Zeh v'zeh gorem is mutar. That was the case where you grafted the old tree in a new tree. So we said the fruit is mutar. That will be the rabbis. That will be Rabbanan. The rabbis over here of Hametz that hold that Zeh v'zeh gorem is mutar. And therefore I'll come and tell you that what? That Rabbi the Ezer is the one that holds Zeh v'zeh gorem is asur. Finished. And therefore we have the machlokan over here between Rabbi the Ezer and the Hakamim. Oh, so comes the Gemara and says, oh, and therefore I'll make that what? That's the machloket in the case of the Avodah Zarah, in the case of the cow and the field. In the case of the cow and the field, when the field you fertilize with Avodah Zarah, and the cow as well that you fattened up with Avodah Zarah, so we had a machloket in that case. So I'll say the same machloket that we have in the case of the yeast, between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanan, that's the machloket by the cow in the field. That we have no ra'ayah that's Rabbi Yosef. Because initially we wanted to say that Rabbi Yosef clearly is the rabbi that was matir by Avodah Zarah. We said, no, the rabbi that was matir by Avodah Zarah, that's the same machloket Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanan by the case of the yeast. That we see also that machloket between themselves, between Zev and Zegorim, or not. Comes the Gemara and says, no, who told you that Abaye explained Rabbi Eliezer correctly? That what? That the only time Rabbi Eliezer's matir is if the good yeast fell in, but before it fell in, you took away the bad yeast, you took away the teruma yeast. Who told you that? Maybe it's a different Samara. Maybe he holds that a different rule, that I always go what the last item was in there. The last item is the main item that falls in. You didn't take away anything. Igamar b'isura, esura, v'igamar b'hetera, mutarin, ben salke, ben non salke. I don't care if you took it out or not. Maybe the bidya and the shita is what? That whatever the last item that falls in, that's the item that's good in the growth. Which means the last item is considered the only good in. That's the way the bidya is rolls. And therefore, if let's say it would fall in simultaneously, both of them together, could be Ziv and Zegorim Mutar. Exactly. Which is, who told you to be the Ezer like Abaye, that Abaye's explanation is correct? It's talking about when you took out the Teruma before the Cholin fell in. Maybe it's talking about when the Teruma fell in and then the Cholin fell in, still Mutar. Why? Because the last item that falls in, that's the Gorim. But in Echeleme, if they would fall in together, he would say Ziv and Zegorim is Mutar. And therefore you have no proof that Rabbi Eliezer is arguing the Hakamim. And therefore you can't go back to that case of Avodah Zarah and say that machloket by Avodah Zarah is the machloket of Rabbi Eliezer Hakamim. Could be Rabbi Eliezer not arguing. Could be Rabbi Eliezer also holds that Ziv and Zegorim is Mutar. He just holds that the last item that falls in is the Gorim. But when they fall in together, could be Mutar. So the Agamara says, okay, we found another Rabbi Eliezer. Ela Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanan De'itzin. Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanan of wood, which is really is the Mishnah on the Amud Bet. What's the case of wood? Wood of Amud Azara, that's not. Natale min ha'etzin. Let's say you took from the Asherah, you took wood, Asura Bana. Okay, so the wood is Asur Bana. Hisik ba'ita tanur. Now let's say you put the wood in the oven and you heated it up. Hadash, if it's a new oven, that what, you never heated it up at all, you tats, then you gotta break the oven. Because the first heating of the oven strengthens the oven and completes it. And therefore the tanur was finished by Avodah Zarah wood. And therefore you cannot benefit from it, you have to break it. Yashan, if it was an old oven and you heated it up, you tzak, you tzan. So then just wait until it cools off, which means, so you don't have an eye, you wait till it cools off and then you can rebake in there. Continue the Mishnah. Let's say you baked bread with this Avodah Zarah wood, Asura b'hana'a. Okay, maybe you can't because you're getting hana'a. Now, why is the bread Asura b'hana'a? It wasn't all of the fuel. You had regular wood in the oven as well. So it's really Ziv and Zegorim. And you see from what? You see from the Mishnah that Zeb Zegorim is Asur. Continue. Let's say the bread got mixed up in other breads, so now you don't know which one is the Mutan, which was the Isur Kulam, Asurot Bana'a. Okay, that means you see that bread of Avodah Zarah is not mitbatelet, no matter how much. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer said, Yoli Chana'a Liyama Melah. So Rabbi Eliezer said over here that a person should take the Hana'a of that bread. Let's say the bread is worth 50 cents. So take 50 cents and throw it into the Yam HaMelach. So now you're not going to have Hana'ah from the bread, which means you made a pidyon. take the value of the bread. You have the bread over here that was made from Avodah Zarah. So he says over here, you can be mebatel it. And therefore you won't have an half from the Avodah Zarah. Take the value of it and throw it to the Mamelah. Amru lo, so the rabbi said, en pidyon na Avodat Kuchavim. An item that's asur for Shum Avodah Zarah, you can't make pidyon but kiss it. And they were taking the value of it and throwing it into the Dead Sea. It's not going to help it. Oh, so what do you see from over here, bud? So long as you didn't throw the item into the Yama Melach, so the bread is going to be asur bana, even though it's zeb zegorim. So you see what? That the Bidi is at all, that zeb zegorim is asur. And therefore, I'll come and tell you that that braita that said that if a person planted a field for Avodah Zarah, or a person fattened a cow with Avodah Zarah items, I will tell you that that chita of Isur is a Bidi Aizir that says the bread also that was baked in an oven with Avodah Zarah wood, with other wood as well. So Zev is a good in. So yours is a suit. Good. So therefore, I can tell you that that case of the Avodah Zarah by the field and by the cow is Rabbi Eliezer. Only problem is, the rabbis argued in that case, and the rabbi said the cow was okay, and that you could benefit from the cow, and they said that you could benefit from the field. So who's the rabbi's opinion? Where's the rabbis? So Gemara asks, Rabbanan de Pri Yalid Rabbi Eliezer Maininu. Where are those rabbis? Ilima Rabbanan de Aitzin. Maybe in the time of these rabbis over here. Of the wood by the oven, achmoreh machmireh. What do you mean? They're even more machmir. They say not only is the bread asur, but you can't even make pidyon. So they definitely on zeb zegorim is asur. Ela rabbanan disor. Oh, so maybe it's the rabbis that we just learned by the case of the seor. We have the combination of the yeast of chodin and teruma. And they said what? I don't care what fell in first, what fell in second. The dough is mutar because they hold zev zegorim is mutar. So Gemara says, "Ima de shamatu rabbanan de mekili b'sor, pavatat kuchavim mi mekile." Exactly. You don't have a proof that they're going to be mekil by avodah zarah. You only bring an ayah that they're mekil by yeast. That's by teruma. But who said they're going to be mekil by zev zegorim by avodah zarah? And therefore, after all this, we're back to our original question, which means our question was like this. We brought on yesterday's daf that Rabbi Yose holds Zev Zegorim is Asur. So the Gemara asked, does Rabbi Yose hold Zev Zegorim is Asur? We saw by Orla that clearly Rabbi Yose says if you combine an old tree with a new tree, with an orla tree, so the product is okay. So clearly he says zebezegurim is mutar. So that was the question. And then we came along and said, oh, that maybe you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yose makes a difference between orla and avodah zarah. You can't do that because clearly we have a statement by avodah zarah, by a cow that you fan for avodah zarah, or a field that you plant for avodah zarah. There's a Tana that says that even though the field is a combination of etid and yisur, the field is okay, and that must be Rabbi Yose of orla. So you see, clearly Rabbi Yose does not make a chaluk between orla and avodah zarah. So we're back to the question, why then in our Mishnah did he say you can't plant under an avodah zarah because of the leaves? Chavrat Rabbi Yose holds zeb zegorim mutar, and don't tell me that that case over there of avodah zarah by the cow in the field is somebody else, because we tried to make it somebody else, another rabbi, but we weren't able to, and therefore we have a stira on Rabbi Yose. Ela le'olam, we're going to say Har Biyose Vehar Banan, that really the brighter that's matir, the field that was fertilized with Avodah Zarah and the slaughtering the cow that was fed with Avodah Zarah is the Biyose. And really, why? Because he holds Zev Zegorim even Bishar Esurim, not only by Allah but even by Avodah Zarah. And the Shita that's Machmir over there is following the Banan that says Zev Zegorim is indeed Asur. The only problem is, and our Mishnah clearly said that Rabbi Yose was Mahmir, that you can't plant underneath a tree. because it's going to fertilize it. The leaves are going to fall and fertilize the ground. See what I says, Rabbi Yosei, that the Rabbi Yosei wasn't saying his own shita in the Mishnah. He was talking in the rabbis. Meaning, according to me, no problem. You can plant under the tree. I don't care if the leaves fall on it and fertilize it. So what? However, rabbis, according to your opinion, you should be strict at least in the winter. So should be asur, because the rabbis in the Mishnah were only set to plant in the summer, where you're benefiting from the shade of the avodah zarah. But in the winter they matir. So the Bible says, listen, according to me, I have no problem. I hold zevah zegurim mutar, but according to you, you should be asur to plant in the winter as well, because bottom line, you're benefiting from the fertilization, and you hold zevah zegurim as asur. Then a banana. So what's the rabbi's logic? The rabbi's logic why it's mutar is like we learned in yesterday's daf, the sevarav Rav Mori ben Eder Rav Kana. That true, you're benefiting from the fertilizer, but you're losing from the shade. And if whatever benefit that you got from the fertilizer, you lost in the shade, so it's a wash, so it's a push, so therefore it's okay. So therefore it comes out a novel interpretation to our Mishnah. That really Rabbi Yosei holds Ebe Zegorem Mutar. And Rabbi Yosei of the Mishnah that said you can't plant, he wasn't saying it in his Shita. He was saying it according to the rabbis. According to me, you could plant underneath the tree. I don't care if the leaves fall on the tree. So what? Big deal. Zeve zegurem mutar. Let it fertilize it, but it's being nourished from other items as well of it there. But according to you rabbis, the old zeve zegurem asut, it should be asut in the winter to plant underneath the tree of Avodah Zarah, because even though you're not benefiting from the shade, but it's fertilizing, and you old zeve zegurem asut. So the biyosin shitat hakamim. And that's what the rabbis came back and say. No, we hold that in this case over here, whatever you're benefiting from the fertilizer, you're losing from the shade, and therefore it's not considered a hana'a. Abba Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel halacha, can Rabbi Yosei halacha indeed follows Rabbi Yosei that zeh bezeh goreh mutar even by avodah zarah. Ha'hu ginetad is the bal bezeh la'ad avodat kuchavim. There was a certain field that was fertilized by avodah zarah. Shalach Rav Amram. So Rav Amram sent the question regarding the vegetables. Kamed Rabbi Yosef. And therefore the vegetables indeed are going to be mutar, because zevezegurim is mutar even by avodah zarah. We turn the daf to memtir amud bet and we start the new Mishnah. This is a Mishnah that we read already on the amud rishon. Natal mimena etzim. If a person took wood chips from the avodah zarah, from the tree, Asurin b'ana'ah, you're not allowed to benefit from these items. Avodah zarah. Hisik b'emet ha'tanud. Let's say you fueled the oven, you heated the oven with these wood. Im hadash, if it's a new oven, and therefore the oven was completed by heating it with clay oven. It was heat completed with this avodah zarah wood. Yutatz, you have to break the oven. V'im yashar, if it's an old oven, so then yutzan, and you have to cool it off just so you don't benefit from the heat of the avodah zarah. Afaboita, but if you bake the bread, asura bana, because the bread was made from these wood. It was heated from this wood. Nitaleba b'hayrot, if it was, let's say, mixed up in other breads, kulan asurot bana. Rabbi the Eizer Rabbi Rabbi this is no. Regarding the bread that became asur bana, you can make a pidyon. Yodi chana the yam ha-melach. Take the value of that bread, throw it into yam ha-melach, and you're okay. They told them there's no such thing, there's no pidyon for avodah zarah. Let's say similar case, you took a piece of wood from the tree of avodah zarah to use it to do your weaving. Asur behana'ah, so it's asur behana'ah, it's forbidden to use it. But let's say you used it and you weaved a garment, asur bana, you're not allowed to benefit from the garment, because the garment was made from an item that's asur bana, that even though that wasn't the only item that made the bigot, you have other instruments also that you use to make a garment. But again, the Mishnah's only zev zegorim is asur. Let's say this garment got mixed up in other garments, v'achayim, v'achayim, and so on and so forth, that got mixed up in other garments as well. Kulan asurim bana. Rabbi Yediyah is all asur. Be'ezer Amed Yodi Chanali Amelach. Rabbi Yediyah again says, take the hana'a of that garment and throw it into the Yamamelach. Let's say the garment is worth $2, throw $2 to the Yamamelach, then you can benefit. Amru lo, en pidyon na'avodat kochavim. Same answer they told him. There's no such thing. You can't make pidyon for the avodah zarah. Okay, so that is the Mishnah. Now again, when we say this pidyon business, it's not actually a pidyon. You're not making a legitimate pidyon. The point is you're not benefiting from the avodah zarah, according to the Bilyaser. Now see, the bread is there, so you didn't have enough from this bread. By taking the money and throwing it to Yamamela, so therefore you're not having a benefit. And you argue and say it looks like a pidyon, and therefore it's not acceptable. And therefore you cannot maybe mati such a thing. Now, just regarding this subject over here of throwing the money into the Yamamela, there's a mahloket. What could you do with the bread now? So some say that it'll mati to have hana'a from the bread, but not that you'll be able to eat the bread itself. We just don't want you to have a benefit, but it's not going to let you have to eat the bread of the Avodah Zara. So that's a mahlukah again. To what extent does this throwing the money into the Yamamela allow you to do with the bread itself? Okay, the Gemara is going to go into this now. Gemara says, now we have two cases. We have a first case of the Mishnah. It's talking about where you baked bread with the tree of the Avodah Zara. The second case is talking about when you weaved a garment with a piece of wood from the tree of Avodah Zarah. What do you need both cases for? Sricha, the Ashma'inan Kamait, if you only gave me the case of the bread, Beha Ka'amar Bili Ezer. In this case, Rabbi Eliezer said that what? That maybe that you can make this pidyon over here. Mishub de Be'idna de Kagamra Pat, because at the time that the bread was baked, Keli le Isura, the isur is burnt already, which means the tree is only benefiting the baking of the bread when it's getting burnt. But at the end of the day, it's gone. So then, in that case, he was lenient to make a pidyon, because bottom line, the Avodah Zarah is not here anymore. Aval kadkor, but this piece of wood that you're using for the weaving instrument, even after you weave, the itil isura be'aneh, it's still there. At the time that you're weaving, Ema Modil Rabbanah, maybe it'll be Modil that you cannot make pidyon in such a case. But go the other way. V'yashmi'inan karkor, if you only gave me the case of the weaving, V'haka Amri Rabbanah, maybe in this case the rabbi said, no pidyon because the item is still around, about pat, but bread, because bottom line is being destroyed, that the wood is being destroyed at the time of the baking. Ema Modil Rabbanah, Sericha, maybe they agreed to Rabbi Eliezer that you can make pidyon. Kama shvala they cannot. Sericha. Ve'amar Rabbi Chayabelet and Rabbi Menhamli Amar Rabbi Chazda Amar Zairi. Halacha can Rabbi Eliezer that the pidyon will help in this case in order to matir this item that it was for the hana'a of the isur. Ika da Amar Amar Rabbi Chazda Amar the Abba Bar Rabbi Chazda Achi Amar Zairi. Halacha can Rabbi Eliezer indeed halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer. Now the Gemara says one more point on this. Amar Rav Adda Bar Abba, lo shanu ela pat, which is when did we say this lore, Rabbi Eliezer, that you could throw the item into Yamamelas and then have an a'a from the bread? That's only talking about bread that you cooked with atzei asherah, or let's say a garment that you weaved with this piece of wood from the asherah tree. Why? Because when you look at the bread, you don't see the Avodah Zarah there. The Isur is not be'ayin. When you look at the garment, you don't see the piece of wood there. It was used to make it, but it's not be'ayin. It's not evident. It's not there. There was only a gorem to make the item. Aval chavit. However, let's say you have a barrel of yayin nesech that got mixed up in other barrels of hetir, which means you mamash have one barrel of isur in the pile. Lo, in that case, he's not going to let you make pidyon to matir you to have ana'a with all the barrels. This is even by barrels. It's mutar. Now, what is mutar of it? We have to. What is asur? What is this case of the barrels? So I'm reading the mefarshim over here. Omnam, gam aharei she'en ha'chavit shel yayin nesek betela b'chavit shel heter. Let's say you have 50 barrels. There's one yayin nesek in the mix over there. So we say all the barrels are asur b'hana'a. Ve'en la'etera ide pidyon shel ibud damin. You can't go now throw the value of one barrel into Yamamelah. אין כל חביות תערובות אסור בהנאה ותורות עיבוד. You don't have to destroy all of them. You still have an option. אלא יכול האדם למכור את כולם לעובד כוכבים, which means you could sell all the 50 barrels to a goy, sell them 50 barrels for the price of 49. So by doing that, you're not getting hana'a from that barrel. That barrel is a mutar, because you're not getting any hana'a. That's not a problem, bichlal. Now, nechlekua tanim b'mishnah, we're going to see later on in Ayin Dalet as a machloket, if it's permissible to do that. And that's a machloket. Can you sell them all to a goy minus one barrel? Now, by the way, halakha lamah says it's going to be like Ramad Shimon Gamliel, that's mutar. That if I have 50 barrels, and one of the barrels over there is Avodah Zarah, so it's going to tell me that what? That you, one of them is Zayin Nesich. I cannot benefit from the barrels, right? Good. Sell all 50 barrels to the goy, minus one barrel, meaning don't charge him for one barrel. Quite a bunch of gemilah, that's mutar. Which means, הרב השיאל אדם בהתר על ידי עיבוד דמנת איסור הוא אשתה ככה יכול לנו מחמית עצור. So then what are we saying over here? Throwing the value into ים המלח. You can sell it to the goy. What am I going to gain by throwing the value into ים המלח? No, so there's a value over here. If I, the Gemara is trying to say, if I would take the value of this חמית, let's say it's $20, and throw it to ים המלח, then I would be able to benefit it myself. Which means I would be able to, let's say, give it to my workers to drink. Or I'd be able to use the wine to clean my clothes. Or I'd be able to sell it to each barrel one at a time to different customers. So there would be a value to make pidyon. Which is, without pidyon, I have an option. Sell it to a goy, don't charge him for one barrel. But the Gemara is questioning, can I make pidyon? Now, what would help if I would make pidyon? I have 50 barrels, one of them is Yayin Nesich. Take $20, which is the value of the Yayin Nesich, throw it into Yam HaMelech. If I would do that, now I can benefit it myself. I mean, I could use all the barrels of wine myself, meaning to wash my clothes, or I could use the wine to give it to my workers, or I could sell each barrel individually to Goyim. So that's the Gemara's question. Will it work by barrels? So the Gemara says, it will not. Well, actually, it says it's Machloket. And what's the logic why it will not? Because bottom of one of the barrels is Ba'ayin. It's there. Maybe only in the Mishnah Rabbi Eliezer was lenient by bread, where the isur is not there. The wood is not there. Or the instrument that you use to weave is not there. I mean, it's not in the garment. Mashikiri, you have a mamasha, a barrel. So it could be, you're not going to say this concept of pidyon. And everyone does says no mutar. So Gemara tells a story. Ahu gavra di ta'ala evle havita di hai nesik v'hamre. He had a guy, the barrels got mixed up. Atada kemed Rav Chazda, he came in front of Rav Chazda, amar shekol arba zuze, take four zuz, the value of the hai nesik, ushde benahara, throw it into the river. Finish the rilach, and it'll be permissible. So Rav Chazda is consistent with his opinion that pidyon helps even by the barrels. Now there is an interesting Tosafot on the top Tosafot. Let's read this Tosafot. Tosafot is actually quoting a Yerushalmi. Arag bo et habeget. So we say you weave the garment. Asud bana, you cannot benefit from the garment. Yerushalmi de pirkin parich. Maishinami yayin nesech damrinan yimacher chutz medeme yayin nesech shebo. Daachinami yimacher chutz medeme isur shebo. Which means, Tosfos asked me a question for the Yerushalmi asks. What we say later on, let's say you have 50 barrels. One of the barrels has Yisud in there. Okay, good. So what do we do? Later on we're going to say you can sell to a goy, minus the Yisud. Sell them 50 barrels for the price of 49. That we said, halakazak the bachim of Gronian. So why can't you do the same thing by the garment? You have a garment. It was made with an instrument of Avodah Zarah. So what? Sell it to the goy and subtract the money of how much value it was to use that instrument. Just like you're able to sell the barrels to the goy and deduct, so you don't benefit, why shouldn't you be able to sell the garment? So the Yishami answers, you know, I'm just reading the whole Tosfot inside. Al-Khanami, Makir Chutzud Ve'isur Shebov, Achita, Amar of Haggai. כנחתית מן אלפה אשכחי רב יעקב ברכה יתיב מקשה נתן למן הקרקר אסור בהנאה הרג בו את הבגד אסור בהנאה ותלין אני מאחר כולו לו ותכוכל מחוץ בדביעי נסך שבו אמר יעקב ברכה חגי כשיטה חגי קייטה מי כדן תמן אין דרך בן אדם ניקח ונעובד כוכבים ברמחה דרך בן אדם ניקח בגד ונעובד כוכבים. So the Yerushalmi answer is a beautiful answer. The answer is like this. when it comes to the wine, I could sell the wine to the goy minus the barrel. You know why? Because Jews don't buy wine from goyim. So therefore, I'm not worried that there'll be a resale over here. Mashiachin garments, we do buy from the goyim. So even if I sell them the garment, and I subtract it, I don't get hana'ah, could be the goy is going to resell it to a Jew, and he's going to get hana'ah. That's why we don't give an option to sell it to the goy. It's a simple reason that we buy garments, and we don't buy wine. Therefore, Tosfot points out, bread would be the same thing. Which means, let's say you have bread of Isud. We're not going to give you an option to sell the bread to the goy minus the hana of the Avodah Zarah, because Jews buy bread from the goyim. As she said, Tosfot says, "Derechli kach patman avet kuchavim." And therefore, that will not be an option. So the only reason why wine is okay to do that is because it'll never come back to a Jew, because we don't buy wine from the goyim. That's the Tosfot's answer. Now we go to the last Mishnah of the Perek. Ketzad mebatela. How do you mevatel avodah zarah? Which is, you have an asherah tree. So you want to mevatel, you want to nullify it. So it says, kirsem. If let's say you cut some dry branches from it, vizired, or you even cut, let's say, some moist branches, or natal mimena makel or sherbet, or you cut a stick from it, or a sherbet. There's a type of, makel is a hard branch, and a sherbet is a soft branch. Afilu ale, even if you pulled off a branch, areze betela, you are nullifying it, because you're showing what? It's not kadosh. The fact that you're cutting a branch off the tree, you're showing that it's not sanctified anymore. Shipa litzurka, but let's say you sanded it, the tree, for its beauty, to make it beautiful, asura, because you're showing that it's hashuf to you. Shelo litzurka, but if you sanded it not for its beauty, muter, because then you're showing already that it's bitul, that you don't care for it anymore. Gemara says, we just started the Mishnah. Let's say you're sanding the tree, and you're doing it for its benefit. So we say the tree remains isur. But what about those shavings? Otan shepa'in. Those little pieces that you shaved off the tree. I know the tree remains isur. But mate alem, what about the shavings themselves? Pedigi baravuna v'chiya barav. Had amar asurin. One says the shavings are asur, because they're not considered batel. V'had amar mutarin. And some say that, well, the tree remains isur, but the shavings are something you cut them. And therefore they are permissible. And therefore, the goy's not going to worship them. The girl's not going to worship. The goy's not worshiping those pieces of Avodah Zarah. What's mutar? Tanya keman damar mutarin. We have a bright that follows the opinion that says these shavings are mutar. The Tanya oved kuchavim sheshipah avodah kuchavim. The goy shaved Avodah Zarah. He sanded it down. Let's sorko, if he did it in order to benefit, for his own benefit, he ushfa'eh mutarim. The tree is mutar, because he broke the tree, and then the shavings are mutar, because he was mevatel avodah zarah. However, let's sorko, but if he did it for the tree's sake, in order to make it beautiful, he, asura, the tree remains yisur, ushfa'eh mutarim. And clearly, that the shavings that you did, that you took off, as mutar. Because bottom line, the goy's throwing those out. He's not using those. The Israel but a Jew that he sands down the tree of Avodah Zarah, ben the tzurka, whether he's doing it for the tree's sake, ben the tzurka, he usfa asurin, everything remains asur, because we know the rule that a Jew cannot mevatel his Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah. Jew's bitul does not work, only a goy's bitul. Itmar, now we're going to bring another machloket regarding pieces of a Avodah Zarah tree that broke off. Itmar, Avodat kochavim shenishtabera me'elea. Let's say you have an Avodah Zarah tree that broke by itself. It broke, let's say the branch fell off, let's say. Rav amar sarich lebatel kol kisam v'kisam. Amazing. Rav says all the pieces that broke off, you have to go mevatel each piece. Because since a person didn't break it, it broke by itself, so therefore the breaking is not considered bitul, which means could be that still worship those pieces. And therefore, in order to mevatel the pieces, you have to mevatel every single piece. And since they're separate from each other, so therefore you have to mevatel each one separately. She says, if it fell, if you broke it off, okay, then it's a different story. The guy broke it off himself, so he's mevatel it. But if it fell by itself, it doesn't help to mevatel. And therefore, they'll still worship these pieces, because it fell by itself. And therefore, you need bitul. And you need a bitul for each piece. Shmuel Amar, Avodat Kochavim Ena Betela Ela Derech Gedelata. Shmuel says, Avodah Zarah is only batel in its normal state, in its way it grows. What does that mean? Adraba, Derech Gedelata, Mibatla, Adraba, if it's in the way it grows, that's not Mibatel, that's the regular tree. There's no bitul in that case. Which means you only have to mevatel an avodah zarah when it's standing complete. However, once it broke, I don't care if even it broke by itself, it's batel. Because the goy says, if it couldn't protect itself, the avodah zarah, by holding its own pieces to itself, you think it's going to protect us? And therefore, according to Shmuel, once the pieces fell off, even by itself, the avodah zarah is batel, and the pieces are batel, and therefore you do not have to worry about any of this. Gemara says, "Lema be'akam epelgi." So, what's the machlok between Shmuel and Rav? The more savar of dim shvarim, Rav must hold that they still serve the broken pieces. Umor savar en obrim shvarim, they don't worship the broken pieces. That's the machloket over here. I mean, the pieces broke by themselves. So Rav says, it doesn't matter. Since they broke by themselves, they'll still worship it. So you have to mevatel. Which one says, nah, the broken pieces, they don't worship. Therefore, it's batel me'elehem. Lo, the kula alma of the in the shevarim. Everybody holds that avodah zarah broke by itself. They'll worship the pieces. And therefore, you have to mevatel the pieces. But that's not our case here. V'achah b'shivrei shevarim kamepalim. We're talking about over here where the pieces fell off the avodah zarah tree and they broke again. The pieces of the pieces. Rav says that they worship that also. And then we have to break them. You have to be vetil them. Shimon says, no, that's enough. They might worship the original pieces, but the broken pieces of the pieces, that they don't worship them. Or I could say no. Everybody holds that Shivnei Shivarim, that the pieces are really mutar. Goy's not going to worship them. You know what the machloket over here is talking about? The avodat kochavim shel chuliot. It's talking about an avodat zarah made out of components. Chuliot made out of components. Ubediot shiachol azira kamepligi. And after it broke into small pieces, the different pieces that could connect back to each other, it's able to be fixed by a hidyot. Meaning a regular guy, not an expert, could put them back. So again, the avodah zarah made out of components. What happened? Thing broke. They have 30 small pieces on the floor, but it can be put back together again. Now, on one sense, the pieces are very small. So it's like shivrei shivarim. It's like very tiny pieces. It's like broken pieces of a wood that broke. They're very small pieces. In that sense, it should be mutar. But on the other sense, they're easily put back together again. So more savadav says, since it's easy to be fixed again by a simple guy, can fix it. Lo batla, the breaking of the item of the avodah zarah does not mevatel it. Umor sabar en avodat kochavim betela ela derech gedilata, which means that which we say that avodah zarah needs a bitul, that's only when it's in its perfect state. In a normal state, which means as long as the main item is still around and normal things are happening to the tree, it needs a bitul. For example, let's say you have a tree and leaves are falling off. That's for sure you need bitul, because it's normal for leaves to fall off. If it's the normal growth of a tree and the normal way a tree is supposed to grow, then we say, for sure you need a bitul. When the tree is around, the other things are happening to it that are normal, then you need a bitul. Because that's normal. Every year a tree sheds its leaves. However, but that dream that broke, even by itself, that fell into little pieces, that's not the normal way. It's not the normal way for avodah zarah to fall. You do not need bitul. On the contrary, because once it breaks, the goyim say, this avodah zarah, it wasn't able to protect itself. You think it's going to protect us? Look at the last Rashi. Let's say the leaves. Which means, When the leaves fall off, that doesn't matter. It's still going to be osir the tree, because bottom, and the leaves also, because bottom line, that's the normal way. Vavilachi asur. Should have done it at that time. Then urfe. Kol shata. But haka, lavanu urfe lipol, lepanek. But here it's not the normal way for an Abu Dazra to fall and break. And therefore, indeed, it's going to be asur. So Mefashim explained. We learned above, Shan Neviyash Asherah, the leaves of an Asherah, those are the leaves that fall off the tree in the winter, they're asura bahana'a. The leaves are going to be considered shivre shivarim. It's going to be considered like a broken piece of a broken piece. The leaves fall over, they start to decompose. So therefore, and still it's asur, because that's considered a normal item. Since it's a normal item, good, so be asur. Masha'enkin, in the case over here of a component that broke, that's not the normal item for it to break like that. And therefore, broke, or to Shemuel, indeed it is going to be mutar. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen ve'amen. Hadran, alach, kol ha'tzlamim.